For decades, TV has been an escape from our everyday life.
We use reality TV to escape our jobs, children, and most of our responsibilities.
Born out of the pandemic with two friends who became coworkers, I'm Greg.
And I'm Demetria.
Join us to escape reality. Hello.
Welcome back, everyone.
Episode 163.
Okay. Well, there you have it. 163, everyone.
I like how you're just ready, like, just keep it moving. Just keep it moving.
Yeah, I have nothing. Unless it's, you know how I feel. This is a big number. Talk to me again at 165.
How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was nice. It was exhausting, but nice. You know, I cooked all night and into the morning, slept for a couple of hours, got up, cooked again. But it was worth it because the food was so delicious.
Well done.
I know. It was good. And then, yeah, it was just family, you know, chill, super chill. Of course, then I got up, as we always do, early Friday morning to do Black Friday shopping. Because it's my mom and I love to do that. So we all went together as a family, and Jake and his girlfriend, and we all went, and no one else was shopping but us.
What? There was a meme, and it was like, 10 years ago, people were fighting in the streets of Walmart, and now, like, nobody cares.
Literally, like, the line at the Starbucks was longer than Target's line. Like, there was nobody.
What were you in the market for?
Well, we always go because Old Navy has early in the morning the sale on the Christmas pajamas, and we all get Christmas pajamas.
Got it.
For Christmas morning. And we get them by couple or by family. So each group has their own matching ones. And they were $5. So we always do that because it's only till like 12. So we get up early and go.
62 of you, so you need to buy all of them.
Yes, correct. Babies, everybody, you know. So even the dog has a pair. So we do. That's what we were going for. But then everything in the store was 50% off. And, you know, my sister just had a baby, so I had to get things. And then we went to Target just to snoop because the Target Black Friday deals had been all week. There wasn't like a doorbuster or anything like a phenomenal happening. We like to look. And then we went to Macy's and that was it. We kept it to those three places.
Okay.
You know, we don't do like wild, but it's just our thing. And so we did that. It was good. I obviously cut into my TV time because it was a lot. But I did. Friday, I did, of course, I fell victim to the Christmas movies that are on 24 hours a day now, because I am a sucker for Elf and Four Christmases, and they were on back to back.
Okay, I see
you. So I got sucked into that, but who can't? I mean, I cannot not watch Elf if it's on. Like, you can't just turn it off. It's hilarious. And Four Christmases is also very funny. I don't know if you've ever seen that one, but it's a good one.
Reese Witherspoon, Vince Vaughn?
Yes. Yeah.
I have never seen it, I don't think.
Oh my God, it's so funny. So it you would like it. It's about two people who want to do non-traditional holidays and go to Fiji and be away from all their crazy family members. However, they can't do that because of the weather, so they have to go to their family members.
I scream about this every year. I'm like, why do we have to make 7 stops in 2 days? Like, this is not what the holidays are about.
No, totally. It's the worst. And especially if you have to drive distances to each place. They're not all around the corner from each other. So I did that. Obviously, I watched all of our shows, my shows, Basketball Wives. I am all geared up tonight because I've been waiting to watch the finale of Kardashians. And I was tired last night. I didn't want to fall asleep on it. So I'm going to watch that today. It is the finale. So now you can please go and watch them all. That would be great. So we can
Okay, I'm on it.
And then Paris and Love season 2 starts today. So I got to get into that. So I went down a weird rabbit hole last night. This is just a brief thing I'm going to tell you all. So my friend Judy, who I love and who listens to our podcast. Thank you, Judy. Hi.
Hey, Judy. Get it, girl.
She
can we call her Judith?
That is her name, but we will call her Judy. So she suggested I watch this thing on HBO Max called The Love Has Won, The Cult of Mother God. I don't know if you've heard about this.
No.
is a three-part documentary. And let me tell you, I went down a strange, wild rabbit hole last night watching this. And it's basically, I had never heard of it, but it was, I guess, a big thing. This woman who just designated herself Mother God and got all these people to believe she was God in human form. And like got this house and they all just came and lived with her. And she had all these men that would be like Father God. Oh. And it got weird and wild. And she ended up dying at her own hand because she was drinking this colloidal silver.
Okay.
And
this sounds like something right up my alley.
Yes. But she eventually turned blue from this colloidal. That's how much of the silver she was drinking.
Oh, so that's not healthy.
When they finally found her dead, she looked like Jambi from Pee Wee's Playhouse because she was blue and they had wrapped this like sparkly thing around her head. It was wild. So I watched this last night and I was like, whoa, the fact that these kind of things happen in the world is bizarre. But yeah, it was all like, shoot, they were on Dr. Phil and it was this whole thing.
How did they pay for all of this?
Donations. Oh. So they would live stream and be like, I'm going to heal you of your brain tumor today. I'm going to send you some energy. And she has all of these, like what she called her, like apostles, but they're all people. They're all celebrities who have died. So the main one who was feeding her all the info was Robin Williams.
Oh, okay.
And Robin Williams was like feeding her all of the information of what she needed to do, and what was going to happen next. And she had like this shrine of pictures of all these dead celebrities. It was like Tupac and Robin Williams and Marilyn Monroe. And all of these people were sending her all this info. And everybody was believing it. They're like, so Robin said today that we have to get up and we have to go to Oregon. And then they went to Oregon. It's like, oh, our house burned down because I was saging and the sage got out of control. And now the house burned down. So we need to go somewhere else. And nobody, like, everybody's just going. And these were people who were like, one of the ladies was in school to be a lawyer. And she had a lot of worries and like stress. She came from like an affluent family. And she just happened upon this live stream one day. And they were like, do you have a lot of pressures? And she's like, yes, I do. And then they're like, come commune with us. And she's like, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I'm gonna move with all these people.
No, ma'am.
It was wild. But I watched it. I literally felt like I needed to go to church because I had committed a sin because I watched it. And it just reaffirmed that there are some wild and wacky people out there.
Yeah.
So yeah, that about sums up my wonderful holiday week. What about you?
I will never travel on the holidays ever again.
Oh, wait. Before we go there again, everybody, we have to say happy birthday to Greg. It was his birthday on Monday.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Happy birthday. Continue.
I asked people on Monday to stop saying it.
I text it.
You did. My mother and my brother did not text or call because they both forgot, but that's fine.
That's all right. Mexico does that to you.
My mom said she didn't forget. She just forgot to text me.
Oh.
I meant to call you like three times. I just forgot. I was like, okay. She's like, because I didn't forget your birthday. I was like, you just forgot to tell me that you didn't forget. Good idea.
That's funny because she called me. I should have reminded.
Rude. So yes, it was my birthday. I went to Atlanta. So we planned to go to the Falcon Saints game. Didn't realize like how big of a rivalry it is. Didn't realize it was for first place. Also failed to realize that it was the 50 years of hip hop celebration concert during the game.
We're not going to talk about how upset and jelly I was about this, but continue.
I mean, your man was there, the Bone Crusher.
Oh, yes. And Never Scared. That was the jam.
I didn't even know this existed.
Amy called me and was like, why are you not here? Because he doesn't know who these people are.
No, she didn't know who Bone Crusher. She knew the song.
She knows who that is.
She knew the song, but she didn't know who he was.
Yeah, well, you have to know the song. That's a jam.
But what was weird is like they would come out random, like they'd be like mid play, and Ludacris, like it was the end of the third quarter, and Ludacris dropped from the ceiling. They gave him 90 seconds to sing like a medley, like "Move, Bitch, Get Out the Way."
Oh yeah,
something else.
Area Code. I got home.
Yeah, I don't think he did Area Codes. I don't remember. but he like drops down, lands on the field as the play was starting. So they're like trying to like get him off the field.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Like, did you, I thought you said you were going to a football game, but you keep sending me pictures of a concert.
And then TLC came out and did like a no scrubs with a dance troupe on the field.
So good. Candy Burris, where were you there?
She was not there. We looked. Okay. But yeah, it was like this wild. The halftime was just Jermaine Dupri. Quavo did like a thing for Takeoff.
Love it.
Your man, Jeezy.
Oh, yeah. I'll
he looks it. Good. He looks real good.
He always does. I'll take it. I told you.
I will say the stadium is like epic. Like the way they've built it and like laid everything out. And like there was like stages on every level. And so they were performing on these stages in each. It was crazy. Really, really cool in that sense. But yeah, nothing super crazy. On the plane, I did watch King Richard. So I haven't seen it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And so I was like, oh, I want to watch this. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, first of all, Will Smith was fantastic.
Right?
You can win the Oscar for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Second of all, the Wi-Fi cut out when I had like 42 minutes left. And so like the flight attendant's like, is everything okay? And I was like, no, the Wi-Fi cut out. Like, I need to know how it ends. And she like looked at me and I was like, no, like, I know how it ends. But like, I need to know like how the movie ends.
Yes.
Like, I know who Venus and Serena Williams are, lady.
Did she give you another password? What?
No, it just like I had to wait until my next flight. So then I got on the next flight.
And that's
but it
lame.
Was but it saved it for you, which was nice. So like I just
good.
Up. Yeah, I didn't have to like know where I was at. And that was fantastic. I mean, I almost cried a couple times. He's so sweet.
Yeah, that was good.
And then I finally caught up on all the Below Deck. So now
wild, right?
Kyle is like I just don't understand how you don't see that you're the problem.
Hey, it's you. You're the problem, Kyle.
Yeah. Frenchie can get... I don't know what he's saying half the time, but he is hot.
I know. I'm like, what?
Even the like the subtitles don't help. Like, he's like, you know, no. And then when I want to win...
Because I don't even think that they know what to put in the subtitle.
No. Did you see what Captain Sandy, when he was like, you know, Captain, I think I really like it, but I think I'm going to go. And she's like, wait, what? You're quitting? Like, what? She's like...
She's like, huh?
Yeah, like I feel like they all just kind of like appease him and go, yeah, and then don't realize what he's actually saying all the time.
No, it's wild. But I'm
obsessed with him though.
Yeah, no,
how many pull-ups can he do today?
Well, he's happy now that this new girl's here, so he's gonna stay.
He is not cute.
No, but she is to him, so he's staying.
Apparently, yeah. So I caught up on all of that. I think that's it.
Did you eat any deliciousness that I need to know about in Atlanta?
I ate the most delicious lobster roll I've probably ever had.
What?
The lobster was so much, I couldn't even like cut through it. There was so much lobster.
Ooh.
That was delicious. What else do we have? We went to this French place and had French onion soup, and they brought out a whole hot baguette per soup. We got there ripping at this baguette. It was delicious.
Did you get wings at the Lanithia Lounge?
No, the Lanithia Lounge is not open.
Darn it.
We also did not go to Old Lady Gang because people said it's a shit show. It was like, we're kind of near the stadium. And we were going to go, but the weather was terrible. The traffic was terrible. And it was just like, it was going to take us 20 minutes to go like three blocks.
Oh.
So we didn't make it to Old Lady Gang. We tried to. What else do we eat? Velvet taco, obviously, because I had to have that. That was really the only reason why I went, let's be real.
Did you go to the strip club and have a steak and lobster?
We did not. There is a lot of strip clubs. A lot.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. That's where they go eat dinner.
I mean, there was a whole row of like probably 17, like all on one street. It was crazy. How was that? I just don't know how I saw a hooker in the airport. I was like, whoa.
Oh, hey, she's got places to be.
Well, she was dressed like an agent from Selling Sunset, so I didn't know if she was a hooker or a real estate agent, but I went with hooker. It was fun. Nothing super crazy.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I had the best bagel breakfast sandwich in St. Louis, though. That was delicious. Mm. But yeah, I caught up on Below Deck and then King Richard. I didn't really watch anything else. I binged everything this week. So I caught up on Beverly Hills and Miami from last week.
Yes. Yeah.
And then all of our shows this week.
Yeah.
I think I might binge Bachelor in Paradise. How many are there now? Are they almost done?
So good. They're almost done. They're, I think, two or three away. Two. I think tonight is one and then next week. But they're at that point where they're about to have, like, the prom or whatever they do.
What about this lady coming out saying that Jerry body shamed her?
So wild. I don't know. Jerry doesn't seem the type.
She said she gained 10 pounds and he dumped her real quick.
Oh God. I mean, these crazy people. Miami is not doing it for me. I think we just need to kick it up a notch. This basketball game thing they did last week just really was not it.
How does Larsa not, you know, I told everybody, but like, I don't even know if she has cancer. Ma'am.
Right.
Ma'am.
Right.
Larsa, who told you this was a good idea to open?
I can't.
And then to, like, tell Kiki, like, oh, if you want to hang out with me, get a man. Like, excuse you?
Yeah, I can't with
She's
her.
She's the worst.
I've always tried to give her a little bit of the benefit of the doubt, but no, I'm done. I'm over it.
This could be her last season.
Yeah, she's not. This is not how you treat people. Like, what is wrong with you?
When she discounted the cancer, like, I cannot.
No, that would be it for me. If I was Gertie, she's obviously gonna see it. I would come to the reunion ready to tell you, like, fuck off.
No, Nicole already told her.
I don't know.
I think Nicole already told her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Marisol's a hot mess.
Yeah, right?
I need more Kiki Barth in my life. She's hilarious.
Yeah, I like her. Adriana, you could keep that all that info to yourself.
I mean, I love the fact that they're like, she's so da-da-da. And then she catches them talking shit after we've already called the truce. And then they try to, like, defend them. No, like, you just got caught. Just be like, yeah, we fucked up. Like, I hate Alexia. We know this.
Yes.
She's my Teresa Giudice.
Well, and now she's friends with her, so it makes it even worse.
Yeah. Blonde bestie. Blah, 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 blah. Girl, bye. Gross.
Ugh. They joined forces.
Jumping into hot topics, Paris welcomed baby number two. It is a girl named London. She said she always, this was like the name she's had since she was little.
Oh, okay.
Phoenix and London.
How do I say this in the best way? Everybody has a choice and a right to choose how they want to bring their children into the world. I guess I just don't understand. Like, she's basically saying, what she basically saying is she's chosen to have a surrogate for both of her kids for safety reasons. But not safety because of her health, safety because of how people are aggressive. So Correct. You think if you're pregnant, they're going to be more aggressive and you're going to get hurt? That's why I'm confused.
I think that she thinks that, like, paparazzi, she has been a star since she was a child, right? So,
yes.
I think it's probably health related also.
Yeah, and she doesn't have to share it if it is, but it's just like when she said that, it was like, wait, so you're doing this so people, like, so you can feel safe being pregnant?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, like, I think it's such a public thing that she is choosing. I mean, I was going to say, like, it's kind of interesting that, like, she pops up, like, all of a sudden, like, I got a new baby. No one knew a thing. Right.
Well, that too, because it was like, your other baby's only 10 months old.
Yeah.
So you weren't expecting that, and that's fine. Grow your family however you want. I was just thinking, like, oh, maybe she can't get pregnant or, you know, something. And when she said that, I was like, well, what are you in? Like, there's more famous people than you that get pregnant and they are okay.
Yeah.
I just wasn't sure. I didn't have an understanding of it.
Maybe with, like, her life and her schedule and all that. She's just not.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm interested to watch.
I thought they had. Yeah. I can't wait for Paris season two, but, I thought they had mentioned struggles in the past or something, but maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah. Well, I'm hopefully she'll go into it a little. I mean, it's not my business. I just want to understand.
Yeah. Nothing's our business, but we're always involved.
Of course.
OC news. Taylor is out.
Boo hoo. I'm so sad.
Yeah. Who? I don't know her. Right. Interesting to me, though, that like she made this grandiose, like we never really hear posts from people when they like aren't going to return. It's funny that like it came from her, like, oh, it was so great. Good luck on 18. I thought, you know, like, did they not have her back? Did she want more money? Like, I wonder what happened. She felt the need to release the news.
After her drunk interviews, I think they were probably like, oh no.
This is going to be the knockdown drag. Right.
And then it wasn't.
Like nothing you've ever seen before.
Yeah, it definitely was not that.
Rumors have it that Alexis Bellino is in contract negotiation.
No, thank you.
He's also spotted with John Jansen again. That man needs to get a life.
I don't understand why. Why would they be hanging out?
Emily gave an interview and said that Shannon will spiral out of control if Alexis signs on.
Yeah, this is not going to go well. They might not want to do that.
I mean, they also can't have, there's no way John Jansen can show up with a leg. There's no, that you just can't. Then it becomes a John Jansen show.
Well, I mean, I would hope not. And also for all those years of John doesn't want to be in the spotlight. John doesn't want to be like, well, and he apparently does if he keeps hanging out with all these housewives.
Slade did it, but him and Joe were together when the show premiered.
Yes.
And then Gretchen was on the show. They weren't together when he came, when they, until he came back.
Yes.
Those are prime ones when she was with that, with Jeff. I mean, I might have to go back and watch those. Oh, I also, I forgot to tell you this. Amy was like, where should I start? She's like, I used to watch old Atlanta. And I was like, ooh, we got to do like season 8 or season 9 when like Kenya Sheree comes back, Phaedra, when you got like, kind of like everyone together. And so we started season 8.
That was good times.
When Phaedra's lying about Apollo. Yeah, we talked to him every day on the phone. Like, girl, you ain't talked to him in months.
Good times.
Yes.
Yeah, so I love me some Phaedra. Those were, everybody knows.
Speaking of Atlanta and my trip, I was actually there for this. So T.I. came out to perform, to open. He was going to perform while the team ran out. His mic was never on. It was like this big hubbub. He gets back to his like luxury box with his son, King, who is 20.
I think so. 19 or 20.
Yeah, 19, 20. And the kid says, I didn't grow up wealthy. We had roaches in our house and da 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 da. And
like lies, money, all lies.
The money wasn't there. And like T.I. loses it.
As like, he should.
Like, you how work, dare you? That's not true.
Yeah, you worked that hard to provide this life for your child, only for him to go and tell everybody this. No. We watched that show. There was no roaches in there.
No. Well, like, I don't like what. It's okay that like you like your parents are celebrities. Like no one thinks that you grew up poor, and like it doesn't make you any different to be like, oh, I didn't grow up with, you know. You could say, yeah, my parents are like stricter than normal. I don't know. It was a weird like call out. What did he like? What did you want? Like, I don't know what his plan was.
Yeah, I don't know either. And I was kind of like. I guess for me, because I watched it, I wouldn't need more context. So how did this conversation even begin? Because really all you see is you come in on them arguing about like his conditions of how he lived. And then they were like, you're lying. And his mom and dad were there. And then he's like, no, because they went to stay at the grandma's house. But the grandma, she wasn't going to have her mom living in like a roach infested house. Like it was a nice home. It was on the show. And so he was like, that's why I wanted to live in the neighborhood. I wanted that life. I didn't want this life. And it got super out of hand, which, you know, teenagers are assholes. Like we raising them, you learn this and you figure it out. So
also, it's the South. So there could be roaches here and like yes. You can't stop.
It doesn't mean dirty. It's just the climate and the way that these bugs are. Yeah. That happened to me in Hawaii and I freaked out at a restaurant because there was a roach, but that's just how it is.
Yeah, I mean, when I lived in Texas, she's like, you're not from here. FYI, you're going to get a cockroach or two. Like, you can't. There's nothing you can do.
Right.
Well, anyway, they start fighting. King live streams the fight. Now there's rumors. People are like, oh, King's not even T.I.'s son. Tiny got knocked up by someone else. Then a nightclub put up a poster saying they were going to have King and T.I. fight at the club.
Oh, my God. Well, he didn't like that. So he marched right down there, went to the front, and went off and told them they would not be collecting a penny when it came with his picture on anything. And they were not going to sell a beer, an entrance, a nothing. And he was, and this is my city, and he was mad about it.
Wild.
Yeah.
All over this kid's comments.
Yes.
We're going to wrap up.
Always getting into something.
King.
Yes.
We're going to wrap up with your girl, Rachel Raquel, and her brand new podcast.
Nope.
Rachel Goes Rogue.
Nope. Not going to watch it. Not going to listen to it.
Why? She says that she's going to explore a spectrum of topics, mastering self-empowerment and navigating life's challenges with grace and authenticity.
Are you going to listen?
Absolutely not. Okay. She says she's going to get candid with conversations, breaking the fourth wall about reality TV.
What?
And you're not going to expect what she has to say, because now you're going to hear her side of the story and you'll be surprised. How long is this podcast going to last if all you're going to tell us about is the affair?
Yeah, nobody wants to hear about it. We've heard enough.
Three episodes.
We're trying to move on. Yeah, we're trying to move on.
And guess when it's coming out?
When?
In January, when Vanderpump Rules comes out.
Of course it is.
Yeah, and guess who's behind it? Your girl, Beth.
That bitch. I can't.
A mess. Rachel Goes Rogue.
Yeah, she's gonna go rogue.
All the shit's gonna flop, and they're gonna offer her like season 14 Vanderpump. Like, wanna come back? She's like, I'm back. I'm here. I want my redemption. Course,
because this is not gonna work. Just like Tom Sandoval. Have you heard anything about that podcast? No.
He had two episodes.
Right.
I cannot. We're going to jump into some Potomac, some Married to Medicine today, Salt Lake City. We're going to do a little bit on Beverly Hills last week, just kind of like a quick recap of things that we saw, and then we'll jump into this week as well. All the shows were kind of wild this week.
Between SLC and Married to Medicine, like I could just watch both of those on repeat.
Yeah, for sure. And we haven't seen LD Millionaire in a while.
No, you know, she's trying to keep it. She's trying to keep it calm right now. She's taking it easy. She's still walking home.
Starting off with Potomac, NECA is going to keep pressing on with this Wendy drama. And I think I don't want to say this because I love me some Wendy and Eddie, but they look bothered by this.
They do. The whole thing is silly.
I mean, Eddie, you unfriended this man on Facebook. Did you not?
Yeah. I'm friends with a lot of people that over the years you just become friends with and then either don't talk to anymore or like through work or like doing the travel training, you know, being a corporate trainer and traveling, you meet people in the cities and let me be your Facebook friend. Okay. I've not spoken to these people in 7 years, but I never went back and unfriended them. I forgot all about them. So it takes effort for you to go in and unfriend somebody, Eddie.
Well, and it was the day after, apparently. I mean,
he clearly knew what he was doing.
Giselle wants Robin to acknowledge that Juan yelled at her, and Robin says he didn't yell. His hearing is
bad. That means no, ma'am. You're not getting an apology.
Here's what I can't stand is that Juan has to be accountable for something.
Absolutely. But if she's not going to hold him accountable for it, then everybody needs to move on because it's up to Robin.
I just don't understand how like nothing is his fault. He was just doing laundry. He was just getting a manicure. He wasn't yelling. He just can't hear. So he talks loud. Like, girl, bye.
Yeah.
Also, we see him in every scene. He's mumbling. Yeah. What are you doing, Robin? Come on, Robin, let's go.
At this point, I think he's like, I'm not working. I need to stay on the show. We need this check. Oh,
yeah, they need the check for sure.
I'm pushing through it, but I don't want to talk about it, and I don't care.
He ain't going to the reunion, let's be real.
No, He's going to be on a job. Say?
He's working.
No, he's got an interview that day.
Yeah.
A job interview.
Do laundry with that girl.
Yeah.
Robin says, I'm not supposed to say this. And then proceeds to just let it all go. I can't with her. She's the worst.
I am so tired of hearing that I'm not supposed to say, but just say it and be like, I said it. Oh, well. Like, everybody does that. Well, I'm not supposed to say anything. Like, you know, you're going to say anything. First of all, you're on video. They're recording you do it. So the jig is up.
Yeah. She spilled the whole thing about the whole NECA, all that interesting stuff. We get to pickleball. They're joking that Juan needs a paycheck, which we know he does.
Correct.
Wendy versus NECA. Here's the problem with Wendy is that she's able to dispute these things. She can hold her own. We know this, right? She's a political consultant. She's a lawyer, whatever.
Yeah.
How she was so bothered. And then she was like, oh, I don't speak for my mom. And you want to talk about this? And you want to talk about that? Like, what? How did we're not even on the same topic anymore.
No. It got all over the place. I mean, the thing for me with her is like, we watched you kind of when they're meeting, right? I guess meeting in quotes, because you've met before. So for her to be like, oh, I was on the phone with her and her sister is my friend. Like, you clearly know of each other regardless. Like, don't pretend that this is a complete and total stranger.
Yeah.
That's what bothers me about it. Like, come on, Wendy, if this girl's friends with your sister and to the point where they have photos together, then you know, at least know of.
Even phone numbers. Like, somebody's right. Calling somebody somehow.
Right. So, I mean, at some point you got to kind of be like, okay, yeah. I know her. I just, we're not friends. That's okay to say. I don't know.
Mia's like, are we really fighting about Facebook right now? Like,
yeah. Well, and I think it's a stupid argument, but it is. It's like, you're going to insult my intelligence and insult me as a man by sitting here in my face and being like, Facebook, I don't know you. I didn't know you before today. We went to the whole same school and you're we're in the same social club and you're telling me this is the first time you're meeting me today here at this pickleball?
Well,
then how did we become Facebook friends?
And that's the thing is like, obviously something, like, are you denying that you were ever Facebook friends, I guess?
Right. It wasn't giving anything clear. Eddie was just kind of being like, oh, okay. And then Wendy's jumping around like his hype man, like, just be quiet so we can hear what is going on. That's all I need is for you to shush it up.
I mean, Ray's only here for pickleball and says, this is not how you play.
Yeah. Ray wants to make sure you're following the rules.
Yeah. You don't play with 8 people on the court. Like, what was that?
Yeah. No. He was like, this is not correct, but okay.
We get into your mom is a witch, right? So NECA's going to die on this hill, which is funny because I think NECA is winning the battle if she stayed away from stuff like this.
Yes.
And just be like, yes. Nope, your mom called. Nope. Here you go. Here's what I have. Here's my receipts. And just let it go.
Absolutely. Agreed.
And let Wendy look bad. Don't start throwing jabs that you are going to regret.
Yeah. And also, if you think someone's mom is a witch, it's probably best to not provoke them.
Yeah.
Just going to say that.
To the shrine.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Who catered that? That food looked interesting.
I didn't know because I only saw it on the floor. So I couldn't tell you if it looked good before that because I never got to see in the pan before it got on the carpet.
Well, Juan ruins everything, as we know.
And he was upset because he really wanted some of those beans.
He didn't want any of that. He wants to get out of there.
Yeah.
That's why he went to go play on the thing.
That's why he crashed into the fence.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but I agree with you. Like, Potomac, there's just something missing.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't quite put my finger on it, but it is definitely lacking something. And maybe it's going to take a turn or pick up or something. I don't know. But because, again, I thought, okay, this is the first event. We're having all the women in the same room. Candace is there. Ashley's there. Like, everybody is here. So bring it.
Ashley was like very quiet, shockingly.
Yeah. She was just like, well, it's not about me today.
I think 8 housewives is a lot.
Yes.
I'm interested to like why they thought bringing NECA in was like needed. I don't know. I have some questions, I guess, that are never going to be answered.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what her purpose is, and maybe it will eventually show itself, but I didn't think we needed an extra.
No.
But that's okay.
Anything else on Potomac?
No.
Are you ready for some Married to Medicine?
Oh, yes. I've been waiting for this.
Phaedra's, Phaedra's house. Like, I don't even want, like, gaudy, I don't even think is the word for it. It is gaudy, but it's also just, like, nothing matches.
I was like, okay, what is this modern? Like, what is this exactly? But also, it's the kind of house that looks like you shouldn't sit on the furniture or touch anything.
Well, Jackie didn't want to take off her shoes.
Yeah, I was just kind of like, okay, this is, you know, like that chair they sat on didn't even look comfortable.
Jackie is so funny to me because you can tell when she's like so irritated.
Yes.
Like, do you have shoes? Do you have slippers? Do you have something for me to put on? Like, what is
that? Right. If you want me to take my shoes off, I'm not going to just walk around your house barefoot.
Mm-mm.
Give me something.
Heavenly is giving relationship advice. She says, you can't have 2 crazy people in 1 relationship. Someone has to be crazy and someone has to be normal.
I mean, I think she's proven that point. Damon keeps it all together.
But Sweet T is crazy, and we think Dr. G is crazy, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, Heavenly did say that she was the crazy one, so
she did. See, that's the thing. She recognizes this. Like, she's not going to just shade somebody else. She's also going to tell you about her.
Wait, are you the crazy one in your relationship?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Absolutely.
Really? I didn't think
you said that. No, I am. Absolutely. All the time, he's just like, okay. Okay, whatever. Okay. You're, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's Dr. Daddy.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, but seriously, why? And he's like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think we're going to see that crazy white lady this year? I don't think so.
Oh, God.
What's her name?
Carrie. God,
I was going to say Karen. She shows up all the time.
Well, she's only friends with Toya, I feel like.
We saw Contessa.
Contessa.
Contessa showed up. She looks good. She looks skinny.
Yeah. Contessa.
Sweet T says her parents weren't on board with Dr. G until they recognized that he had money.
Yeah, I would hope, because he's older than her parents. Like, that's wild to marry somebody older than your parents. I can't imagine.
My dad was like, I don't know. And he's like, oh, he owns his own practice? Yeah, go for it. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
We're like everything figures here.
Everything she says points in that direction.
You think that she would just stop talking.
Clearly, you could tell she's new to this and has had no training of media training or training of any sort of, if you say this, like, this is the perception, because she just says the craziest stuff.
Wild. We get to the wedding day. Phaedra says, I'm always the bride.
Oh, Phaedra. She looks pretty, though.
They all know how to dress for a wedding.
Oh, Phaedra, look, that color on her was beautiful. She looked great. All of them looked great.
That doctor, we ain't never going to see that doctor boyfriend. They're not even together.
No.
They were together for 1 year. It was just a reason to get Phaedra on the show.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I'm not mad about it, really.
Absolutely not. Because she's great. Like, when they were like, can you please explain why you invited Quad? She's like, well, why not?
Did wedding programs always have headshots of the wedding?
I have never received a wedding program. I have never received one anywhere. I've only received a program at a funeral.
I've seen a wedding program and it's like, oh, the bride's father. Like, it gives you, like, the hymns and the stuff that, like, or the prayers. Like, I've seen wedding, like, when you go to, like, a church and it's like, oh, here's the prayer. Here's, you know, maid of honor, the groomsmen. Like, they list all that out.
I've never got one.
You know, really? But they've never seen headshots.
No, it's not necessary.
Like, this isn't Tinder. We're not swiping on the bride.
Like, why is there a photo of your whole wedding party? Like, that's a lot. That was extra money right there that they could have saved. A lot of extra money.
He didn't seem like a very well-organized wedding planner.
No.
He was an interesting gentleman. Heavenly arrives. They get ready. They go to Alora's prom, get in the car, make it to the wedding to find out that they're not on the list.
Dying. First of all, the fact that you would cut someone off the list the day of and not inform them, so they came all in that traffic, left their event with their daughter to come straight there without being notified of this, is classic.
It's not only that, but like, how bothered were you that like that's what you were focusing on the morning of your wedding?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I gotta get removed heavily from the list right now. Yeah. That thing was 2 days ago.
Yeah. Because of something that she said in front of everybody. So it clearly wasn't like she was trying to keep it a secret.
If everyone removed Heavenly from invite list for shit she said, she wouldn't be going anywhere.
No, but also like that's Heavenly. And you can't do that without talking to Gregory, because Dr. G is friends with Dr. Damon.
Yeah.
So when he came up there and was like, no, no, he's my friend. He would never. I'm invited. And Toya and them are standing there going, what? You're not on the list? She knew. You knew damn well she wasn't on that list because you knew what happened because Sweet Tea told you.
I don't think she knew that she had removed her that morning, though.
I have a feeling.
I mean, the funny thing is they were just like, they walked away. I like how Dr. Damon did not once question like, oh, what? Like, what?
I would have been like, Heavenly, what the hell did you do now?
Yeah.
What did you say? Like, I would have looked right at her like, come, what happened the other night?
We know this was you.
Yeah, he was like, we're just going to go over here till this gets sorted out. And then somehow magically walk in the side door.
It looked like they were going to leave. And then they showed, how'd they get in?
There was like a side curtain and they just came through the side and sat down in the middle of the ceremony.
I mean, it looked like a pretty wedding. I'm just like, there's just so, I don't know. There's just surrounding it. It was too fast.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, Quad's unbothered in her bathtub.
Totally unbothered.
Living her best life.
I wonder if they really thought she wasn't going to come back this season.
Yeah, that's my thought, considering, like, would you really have brought these women together? It doesn't make sense.
Well, and like Dr. G was like, oh, you know, why would she show up to the bachelor party? Why'd you show up to her show? She's been on the show for 10 seasons.
Right.
Why are you here?
Yeah, no. I was watching the Watch What Happens Live with her and Heavenly on it, and it seems like they take a lot of subtle digs at Sweet Tea. So,
I mean, this reunion.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
I mean, but I also think the production set Sweet Tea up for this.
Yeah, you had to know this is what you were gonna get into.
Yeah, like we all knew Heavenly is shady as fuck. Simone, shady. Toya will probably be her friend. Phaedra, super shady. Quad, annihilate you with shade. Like,
oh yeah.
Poor girl never stood a chance.
No, absolutely not.
Also, what you said, like the media training, they've been doing this for 10 years.
Yeah.
Sweet Tea has no idea what she's doing.
No, somebody should have told her, like, you should probably just be very careful because everything you say now, you look like you're just a gold digger.
Yeah, you're Nemo in a bed of in like a pool of sharks.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Wild. Anything else on Married to Medicine?
No, I love it.
Are they gonna have a honeymoon?
I don't know if they can afford a damn honeymoon after all this.
I mean, he saved money on the house. It's the same house he lived in with Quad.
True.
Miss Quad every time.
Maybe they'll just take like a little short one.
Well, they're filming. I mean, I can't wait for them to get to the Santa Rosa Napa filming. We're gonna see all of it.
I cannot wait.
Anything else on Married to Medicine?
Nope, it's good.
Okay. Salt Lake City. Heather doesn't understand Monica. I mean, that's fair. I guess, like, Monica has too much information that we have. There's a lot of like facets to this, right? So Monica's got Jenshaw information. Monica also is like not anywhere to the caliber of these women when it comes to like business or finance or whatever, right? So she's walking in that sense. And I don't blame her for feeling the way she felt at the Pioneer Lodge.
No.
So yeah, she's gonna react. She's you know, younger than y'all. She's trying to figure this out, kind of like this whole Sweet Tea thing. She's going to react. She's going to have outbursts. She's going to get quiet, whatever it may be. I don't think you can, like, judge her on that if she hasn't, like, directly come after Heather.
I agree. I think Heather
just trying to save face with Lisa Barlow?
I mean, I think it's a little bit of both. I think that she has to justify that she was kind of lashing out at the Pioneer lunch and was like, you're being crazy right now. Like, she wasn't. It was frustrating.
Yeah.
So now, you know, it's like, okay. I mean, I think that wasn't the best approach.
I mean, Heather gave a quote yesterday or the day before and said, I will never film with Monica ever again.
Well, there you have it.
She said there was, like, no resolution. She goes, there's more episodes left. You're going to see Bermuda. You're going to see the reunion. There's no resolution. I'm like, oh, interesting. Bring it all on. Drop it all at once on Peacock with uncensored no commercials.
Well, you know, Whitney was saying on Watch What Happens Live, like, Andy asked her, like, so where are you and Monica? Where do you guys stand? And she was like, yeah, we're on ice. Like, it's not happening. So I don't think she's really in with anybody right now.
Mary had her back at the reunion.
Oh, good. Thank you, Mary.
Whitney and Justin go to therapy in matching Gucci shirts.
That was weird.
Well, we found out about the friend. Wasn't it you who were like, why'd that girl say, oh, you look so good, the Sherry girl? She was like, dying of cancer at that jewelry party.
Oh, no, it was sad.
Heart-wrenching. Meredith and Lisa have lunch. Meredith has a way with words that Lisa could only aspire to be. Like,
No,
Lisa. Yeah, you can say that her action said that, but you reacted, so therefore you're also at fault.
Yes.
I don't know, maybe it's the Jack leaving, but Lisa is just not the same. Maybe the fame's gone to her head. Like, I don't know.
I think in the beginning, it was like, you know, she kind of eased in, you know, she was friends with everybody. There wasn't really anything. Then, you know, coming off of like the hot mic moment, like that just kind of boosted it. I think now she's just in a struggling place of like everybody, you know, everybody's getting along around her. She's kind of the bad guy. I just don't think she knows how to handle where she's at right now in this situation. Like, people not liking her and there's no sympathy. Nobody feels bad for Lisa anymore. Nobody cares. Like, everybody's just holding her accountable.
Yeah.
She doesn't like it.
Not at all. I didn't know there was a modern Mormon missionary store, but you can't wear any of it.
No.
Well, because he was like, oh, I'd like this. Like, oh, the brown. No, you can't wear brown. You have to wear the black pants. Like, it still has to be the conservative missionary garb.
Yeah. So what's the point?
I don't know. This whole Jack Barlow, I don't. The Barlows can go for me at this point.
Like, when he came out and he had his short sleeve and the tie, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, he's going door to door in Orange County.
Yeah.
Don't go to Vicki Gumbelson's door.
Oh, God. Could you imagine?
Mary and Monica had a sit down. Mary actually kind of had good advice for her. Like, don't react. Like, you know, don't go low. Don't get personal. I mean, Mary does all those things, which is weird to take advice and, like, calling Heather inbred, calling Whitney cheap. Like, you do those things.
I love Monica was like, she's great at giving the advice. However, not taking her own.
Also, were those white and black chairs the same as the multicolored chairs in a different room?
I don't know, but I was like, wait a second. Did she switch these? Was that a cover?
She was like, slip covers for different days.
Yeah.
Oh, we've lived here for 20 years. We brought Robert Jr. here. Girl, she is... How does she afford these things?
And how is it that she has all of these things and can't get a good wig?
Because
that wig was not working.
No. I'm shocked that she even went to the reunion.
Well, she had to, because she didn't show up to the last one, and this was it.
Yeah. We get to yet another jewelry party.
Damn parks.
Whitney's having a hard time with her friend passing. Everyone's kind of consoling her. Not Lisa. which is going to come back. Monica, actually, that was a good apology, I think. But Lisa, again, couldn't be humble and take it.
No.
Oh, yeah. Give it. Yeah. Keep showering me with, this is the kind of apology I like. Yeah. Keep going. Like, I'd be like, shut up. Like, this is why we argue all the time.
Yeah, but also you should apologize as well.
Yeah, thank you for your apology. I also apologize. I hope we have a fantastic trip in Bermuda. I'm so excited.
Yeah, that's how this goes.
Maybe we can get a massage together and get to know each other better.
Yeah.
End of story. No. I can't wait for these Bermuda episodes.
She wasn't given any of that.
No. Whitney and Lisa finally get into it. I mean, they were kind of like heated at the party. They were like avoiding each other. So Whitney wanted Lisa to like come up and okay. So I don't actually think either of them are right.
Okay.
I think that Whitney wanted Lisa to like fawn over her. I think that Lisa had already text. I guess Lisa could have like mentioned it, but I don't think Lisa was going to fawn over her anyway.
I don't think Lisa is that. I mean, I think that when she has a thought or she's stuck on a point, that's where she's at. She
wants to talk about that. But if I talked to you yesterday, right? If you texted me, oh, my friend passed away. We talked yesterday. We went through it yesterday. I wouldn't like bring it back up today. I would be like, oh, how are you doing today? Oh, I'm okay. Yeah, let's move forward. But I wouldn't be like, oh my God, are you okay? I did like, cause we already talked about it yesterday.
No, yes and no. I would still, when I first saw you, because we spoke on the phone, I would have given you a hug and be like, how are you doing today? You doing all right? Okay. We're moving on to the next thing. Acknowledging like you're here. The fact that you even showed up is phenomenal. And are you all right? I gave you a hug. Okay. That's all it requires.
I know, for me with Whitney, like Sherry would have wanted me to come. Sherry would have wanted me to have a drink. Sherry would have wanted, like, okay, we got it.
I mean,
like, do you think Sherry really wanted all those things for Whitney at Meredith's jewelry party?
I'm sure she wanted her to go and enjoy her. Like, don't sit in the house and be sad. Go enjoy yourself somewhere.
Well, they start getting
that's into all the long and short of it.
My new favorite comeback when someone's mad at me is we're like, flowers are on the way. The flowers are on the way. I don't know what to tell you.
I sent them yesterday. They're on the way. They're not there yet, but I don't know. They're
on the way.
Like, okay.
Just insane. Then they start arguing. Lisa's mic, she goes to take off her mic. Whitney storms out. I don't understand. Was the mic not working and they were trying to replace it, but then she didn't. I don't. What happened?
No, I think she was trying to leave and wanted it off so she could not have another hot mic moment. And then they were trying to make her put it back on.
But I thought they were like, we need to check your mic. And then she didn't want to put it back. Like, it almost seemed like they were going to swap mics or something. And then she was just not having it.
Oh, I don't know. It just seemed like she was trying to get it off. So, because she started saying like, yeah, I'm sorry your friend died. Like, I don't even care. Like, you know, she started to have a moment and then she was like, I can't afford another hot mic moment. Get this thing off. Is what it seemed like to me. Like,
fucked get it in off. New York.
My God.
Her whole family's posers.
Yeah.
She just doesn't like, she's a Sagittarius. I think she's a December Sagittarius. So we don't really like claim them. But I don't understand how you can't keep your cool. Like Whitney being, oh, you're self-centered. Just like sent Lisa into the ridiculous spiral. Like, whereas Lisa could have like taken it and been like, okay, and like spin it and make yourself look at, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I think that that's the thing. Like, she doesn't like and can't handle that they're getting the best of her. Like, Monica's getting a reaction out of her. She's getting the best of her in these arguments. Now, Whitney, you know, it's like she's going to combat with all these people. Angie's not,
and losing.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Angie's not being that faithful friend. She wants her to be like, she's just out on this island and she doesn't like it.
But who
Meredith was
fighting her battles before this season?
I mean, she wasn't really having like that. She had the hot mic thing with Meredith, but Jen was the villain. Heather and Whitney had their stuff. You know, I mean, everybody had their own little individual things.
I mean, she's absolutely the villain this season. Like, no doubt about it.
Oh, of course.
I have no words.
No.
Bring me more of that meltdown, though. I love it.
Oh, she, yeah. I was like, oh my God, any minute she's going to say something she's not going to be able to come back from. Here we go. It's going to be a problem.
She's fucked half of New York. God, I wonder what she would say about Whitney.
Oh my God, I don't even want to know.
You'd probably go after her intelligence, I imagine.
She would, and then she'd go back to the fact that she got mad at her about cussing, but then there's a stripper pole.
Oh yeah, the stripper pole. Maybe her tattoos. I could see her going after that.
Yeah, something was coming. Good thing they stopped it. Good thing they stopped it when they did.
And I love that they just keep filming. Like, yeah, let's get this. Let's make sure this is in there.
Oh yeah.
But I think like with the glam meltdown, like the meltdowns are happening because something's happening in her life, I think.
Yeah.
And maybe it's Jack leaving. Maybe it's John Barlow not being interested in her. I don't know.
I don't know.
Not a good look.
No. Agreed.
Anything else on SLC?
No. I love it. I'm so ready for this crazy trip.
Let's go to Bermuda.
Oh, okay.
Jumping into Beverly Hills. So last week's episode, a couple of things. Sutton does have some detective skills. Let's be real here.
Yeah.
Like the ring, like she like called it all out.
Well, and that was the thing though. It was like, she didn't take her ring off. She got a new ring. And it was like, okay, so is she not supposed to get a new ring? Like I was kind of like,
Well, her skills told her that the new ring was a present for his mistakes.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Uh-huh. So she saw that new emerald ring and thought, oh, Mo bought this because he fucked up.
Got it. I was like,
Kyle says that she bought it.
But also, I was like, why can't you have a new ring?
I mean, you can, I guess.
I mean, you know.
Sutton pulling a Dorit on Dorit is wild to me.
The best.
Like how she made her weight while she did a full on photo shoot was hilarious.
Oh my God. And then was like, I'm sorry. I was trying to pull it together. I was just a little running behind.
Is it like, where are Dorit's flashy ass outfits that she always has?
I don't know. I'm wondering if because she's been robbed a second time. If she's like, maybe I need to dial it down. Remember after Kim Kardashian got robbed and she stopped wearing jewelry?
Yeah.
So I wonder if it's like one of those things, like if I don't walk out of the house head to toe Chanel, maybe people will stop robbing me.
In the grocery store with $10,000 in my purse.
Yes. Like who does that?
Yeah. Jax approached Erica. That was weird for me.
Yeah. And he's like,
hey, Erica, no hard feelings. Like, what? Yeah. Get away from me, kid. Like,
Crystal, come with me. Just be my backup.
It's yeah, like, Crystal what? Loves mess.
I was like, maybe just say hello.
I also like, I wouldn't want, like, my 15-year-old does not need to be involved in this any further.
No. No.
Hey, Erica, no hard feelings. Like, okay, 15-year-old, go back to high school and get the fuck away from me.
Well, he clearly thinks he's 45.
He is too much for me.
Yeah,
I like the other one, Jade, but Jax is weird.
Yeah.
This episode, Sutton calls out Kyle's new ring. Garcelle says the only ring I noticed was that Dorit had hers after the robbery. When I tell you I had to turn off the TV and go hide, I was so mortified for Dorit.
I was like, what? Like, what? That was rough.
I mean, that was might have been the shadiest moment of the week.
Yes, maybe but also, of
this season so far.
And this is the thing that gets me. It's like you say you're making up and being friends, but you're not because you say something like that.
Well, I think also like there's a ton of rumors that like the robberies were staged and like they were supposed to be home and all this stuff. And then she got robbed again and whatever. My biggest thing with the robbery was the fact that they took her phone, took all the stuff and then left her phone at the front gate.
Yeah.
Like, that was fucking weird.
That was weird.
I don't know. All of it's kind of odd, but then like, you know, those rumors are out there. And then this comment on national television clearly just supported rumors that the robbery was fake.
Yes.
And she's not wearing her fashions. She's not bringing glam places. Like it's alluding to that there's money issues.
Yeah, I mean, when she went over to Sutton's house to talk with the matchmaker, I was like, who's that? Like, yeah. She came in with like that cape on and all black, and I was like, what is happening?
How about what she wore to the weed dinner?
Yeah, or that.
Like, super downplay, weird, anyway.
That was like an Amish chic, like the hair bow and...
We have our first scene with Kyle and her best friend, quote, air quotes, everybody, Morgan. Yes. Mm-hmm. What were your thoughts?
I understood it a little bit more because I've never heard of Morgan or like what she's about. So I didn't really know anything about her. And then it kind of gave a little context and it was like, okay, so you have met some, you're obsessing over somebody who has a life you wish you had. She's sober and you're getting sober. She's free, kind of a free spirit. She gets tattoos. Nobody tells her what to do. She just does whatever the fuck she wants. And she just lives out loud. And you are struggling to be in a place of finding your independence and figuring out who you are. And so you're enamored with this woman because she's doing everything you wish you could do.
So in your heart of hearts, as mm-hmm. my mother likes to say, mm-hmm. do you think there's anything sexual between them?
I didn't get a sexual vibe.
Really?
From that interaction.
So you sit on your best friend's laps. You know all of your best friend's tattoos when they have 90 of them.
I don't sit on my best friend's lap because I would crush my best friend if I did okay, that. Stop. But I mean, I know where her tattoos are. Yeah. I just feel like sometimes when we want to be somebody or be a certain way so badly, and you meet a person who is exactly that. She works out all the time. She's living a sober lifestyle. She, you know, is doing all these things and doesn't have to explain or say anything to anybody about it. And you, here you are trying to live that kind of life and everybody's questioning it or making comments about you not drinking and not being fun. And your husband's telling you no more tattoos and you don't feel in control. And you're watching this. It's like she's enamored with her. It was almost like watching someone who's like, as a teenager, when there's that popular girl at school that you want to be friends with so badly and you just can't figure it out. So I'm going to try to be like you. So like, that's what I got from her. Like she's trying to embody what she is. Cause she just kept saying like, well, she's this and she does this and she works out like me and she does this like me. And it was like, no, you do that like her.
I mean, I got serious girlfriend vibes.
No, well, I did not get that.
I mean, like the whole handhold, like, oh, you just think you're so funny, your sense of humor. Like, I don't know. And like, it just feels weird to me. And it feels weird that like you're openly flaunting it on television. It feels like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
know. And sharing clothes.
Well, I think also why I feel a little bit like this is because she was the same way with Teddy. It's like a pattern with her. Like, she gets a friend and latches on for dear life. And then they're BFFs and they're doing everything together and they're always together and they're sleeping in the same bed. Like, it's almost like her vibe. Like, she grabs on to a friend and then becomes like embodies that friend.
You're saying she has no personality and she sucks the soul out of people.
Well, not a soul sucker, but I just think that some people, you know, like, you can meet someone and be like, oh, that person's cool. I want to hang out with them sometime. And then there's some people who are like, let's be together every minute of every day.
Because
that's how her and Teddy were.
Yeah, but they weren't like touchy-feely. I don't know.
Well, they were sleeping in the same bed on the trips.
Well, her and Dorit do that now.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I think she's one of those people that just gets like...
A shapeshifter?
Super overly attached. I don't know.
Single,
I mean...
Single white female, yeah.
If that's the direction she's going in, like, that's her choice. I just feel like... Would you really on television like record you starting an affair with this woman while you're still technically married on television?
Yeah.
I don't know. She might, if that's who she is. Like, she might.
Kathy revealed on Watch What Happens Live that Morgan, Kathy, and Kyle got a tattoo together.
Yeah.
At Kathy's house.
Well, there you have it.
I mean,
I would have liked to be there for that.
There's rumors all over. Somebody on Twitter is saying that somebody on the cast has confirmed it. They alluded to Crystal, but who knows? I don't know. It just feels a little odd to me. But I also don't like people. So, like, I don't touch my friends.
Yeah. I mean, I hug my friends and we hold hands and things like that. Like, in the moments you need to do those things, we don't walk down the street and hold hands.
Well, I'm sitting on your lap next time I see you. So
I'm okay with that.
Be prepared.
I'm not uncomfortable.
And then I'm going to tattoo a G on your arm.
Go for it. You know I have tattoo.
You want my initial on there?
Why not? Why not?
Kyle goes home to tell Mauricio, oh, I got a tattoo. She's just, I don't know.
He was not happy about that. But love then he said.
First of all, it's been 13 seasons. I've never heard him say the word love bean in my entire life.
No, this is the newest. This is the new thing for him this season. I've never heard this before.
She just wants to make him suffer. He did something. I don't know what it is.
Because he was like, oh, I hope I get to see it more. And she was just like,
That's what I'm saying. They're clearly not having sex.
No. Yeah, no.
Also, did I tell you I did a deep dive on this lawsuit he's dealing with?
Oh, no.
So, I mean, it's pretty bad what he did. So there was a house, long story short. So, you know, he's being sued for like $100 million or something crazy over this house. So he was representing the house. He didn't take the highest offer, but like he ended up being involved somehow in the offer and the flip and the relisting of it. Whereas he should have disclosed that there was multiple offers to the person, but he knew by giving his friend the deal or whatever that he was going to make money on all sides of it.
Got it.
Which is totally illegal, not shocking.
Yes.
But like it's pretty wild. The claims alone. Like you could lose your license easily for that. I mean, I don't think it would affect his companies because he still owns the agencies, right? But
yeah.
I mean, pretty wild. Anyway, we get to the weed party. We meet Anne Marie. I don't know how I feel about her currently. She seemed a little thirsty to me.
Yeah, I was kind of just wondering, like, what is the purpose?
Why is she here? Yeah. Crystal said, I don't know her, but I know she talks a lot and asks a lot of questions. She's real nosy.
Really nosy.
Who is this Crystal? I'm liking her this season.
Yeah, really nosy.
Kyle says to Anne-Marie and Faye, the morally corrupt Faye Resnick, back me up. I need you guys to back me up on the workout, on the not drinking. Like, back me up. Like, girl...
Why? How about back yourself up, girl? It's okay. Just say, yeah. I don't want to.
This is what gets me, is that she can sit in that kitchen with Dorit and laugh and joke about Sutton and drinking and Sutton being weird. But then someone brings up your marriage issues and you don't want to talk about them.
Yeah, no.
That's what I don't understand, is that you were so willy-nilly, be like, Sutton was not right, da-da-da-da. But then Sutton's like, hey, something's not right with you. And you're like, what are you trying to say? Like, I'm just saying the same thing that you're saying to me.
No, yeah.
And Sutton is a really good poker face. Like, she seems unbothered.
Oh, yeah, no.
Where Kyle, like, gets all hyphy, her face changes, she gets loud, she gets up, she has to take a minute. Where Sutton's like, what you gonna say?
Yeah. And well, I think that she's already on the defensive before anybody even is saying anything. So she's gotten herself worked up in this like ball of anxiety.
Yeah. Also, why is Jennifer Tilly not a housewife at this point?
Oh my God, I love
her. She's hilarious.
I love her. I always have. She's just the best.
Camille and the Ragamuffin show up to dinner.
Oh my God.
What was Denise on?
When she was like, oh no, I can't do the weed. Like, no. I was like, girl, what do you mean you can't do weed? Like,
do you want to go to In-N-Out? We should go to In-N-Out. Let's get back in the car and go to In-N-Out. Like, what?
Yeah, I was happening? Like, what is going on? Her mouth movement, like everything was you know who I did that with? If you take a guess. Wait, like, what is going on?
Also, I find it hilarious that Kyle invited them when Kyle tried to take down Camille season one. Kyle tried to take down Denise. Kyle tried to take down Brandy. Like, the list goes. She took down Kim Richards. Like, the list goes on. And now you're having a problem with Sutton, but that's Sutton's problem.
Yeah.
No, Sutton's the only one who's willing to go toe to toe with you. Everyone else isn't equipped for it.
No, I agree.
Sutton comes back to the table. They're like, "Where's Kyle?" And my favorite line, she's in denial about something.
Okay. That was the
episode title.
I was like, girl, you, first of all, you're in this woman's house at her dinner and you're going to come back and say that at the table full of people.
She's in denial about something.
Also, about what? Cynthia,
and the girl's like, her marriage.
Also, Cynthia, where'd you come from, man?
I love me some hell? 50 Cent.
Like, what? All of a sudden, here, Cynthia, I'm going to have the drinks and the weed food.
Yeah. Also, 5 milligrams is nothing.
I mean, it is, though, if you don't eat it, if you never had it.
Like, I can start with like a 20.
Oh, well, that's a different story. You can't compare like, you.
Who had one? Someone's like, I'll have one. Erica? Like, that's not going to do anything.
No, Erica had 5. I think Dorit had 1.
I'll have 1. Like, 1 is not like girl by.
I would. I mean, I can't. I get so paranoid and anxious. I can't have weed. But I would definitely have been like, if I have to do this, like, I'll have half of 1.
Do you have a 0.5?
Because I'm not sure. I am not quite sure how this is going to go for all of us. So don't give me a lot.
Yeah. What I thought was funny about this is that Kyle and Sutton start to get into it. And as they do, Garcelle brings up the ring. Garcelle came just to fuck shit up this season, I think.
Oh, yeah. Garcelle's like, why not? Let me do it.
And the whole time, Denise and Erica are having the most bizarre conversation.
Oh, my God. That woman.
You know the convo's not right when Erica sounds normal. Like,
and then she makes that face like...
Like, okay, Denise, what are you...
Right! I was like, oh, this is
completely
weird.
Completely unhinged.
Yes.
Yet another to be continued, as per usual.
I hate it.
All of these shows, like, I don't know, they're just leaving us hanging.
I need to wrap it up.
It was I'm not going to lie to you. It was really nice to watch 2 back to back last night. I was like, yes, I'm like, this is fantastic.
Oh, yeah. I just hate that because it's like, I wanted to see these people after they've eaten the weed food.
Yeah.
That's what I'm waiting for. And now I have to wait a week to know who is going to completely lose it.
Well, then they're like, oh, don't mix. You'll get CrossFit. I'm like, mix? You should definitely mix. It levels everything up. Trust me.
Oh. So, well, Cynthia said, I'm going to have them. I am going to do it.
I love her. Watching season 8 again, this is why it also came up for me. Like, this is when her and Peter were having issues with the video.
Yes.
And she, is stunningly beautiful. But the way he tried to get up and leave when they were on camera, and she's like, you're not going anywhere. You're going to sit in that chair and I'm going to yell at you. And I was like, okay, yeah, you get him, Sin.
Yeah.
She was a good housewife.
She was.
She also lit that friend contract on fire. The friend contract is dead.
Thank God.
Her and Nene were in Dubai for Thanksgiving. They went to
a
party with Lisa Milan.
Portia, Nene, and Cynthia took Dubai.
I mean, something's got to be up in Atlanta, right? Like, I didn't get any news. I was there. I tried to ask around. No one's filming, from what I can tell.
They were all there with Chanel Ayan and Lisa.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They were having a good old time.
I'm here for it.
They all looked great.
Anything else on Beverly Hills?
No. No, it's good. I mean,
we're ramping up, I think. I think we're there. I mean, I'm definitely interested. I think what's interesting is that there is no takedown happening. I think that Kyle and Sutton are both formidable opponents, which makes it interesting. It's also interesting, I think, that Dorit has not said one word to back Kyle.
No.
Clearly, that's why Kyle brought in Anne Marie and the morally corrupt Faye Resnick, which I say every single time. It's one of those things. It's kind of like when I say Miss Quad, because I still think that was like probably the most iconic line from Camille ever, when she was like, I recognized her. It's the morally corrupt Faye Resnick.
And Faye was like, I'm not sitting here. No.
Yeah, she switched with Justin Sylvester.
I love Justin.
I used to have a crush on him. I mean, I still kind of have a crush on him if he wasn't 5'8", but you know.
He's hilarious.
He is funny. He was Kyle's Manny.
Yeah.
He needs to take care of the girls. Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, Dorit's not saying anything. Erica's not saying a word to back. No one's backing Kyle. which I think like says a lot.
Oh my gosh.
Do you think that would have been Rinna? Like, I don't.
No, no.
I just don't think that Kyle's used to being the center of attention.
No, I think that they're all in this place right now where it's like every man for himself.
Yeah, well.
Because you notice like when Dorit gets, I mean, when Sutton's getting into things, Garcelle's like, well, sometimes, you know, I can't be doing this first. She's going to fight her battles. Like, I think they're all kind of standing on their own right now.
Yeah. I'm here. Give me the Crystal Sutton Garcelle trio any day of the week. Over the Fox Force 5, whatever the
oh my god, when Crystal was talking about her brother and the girl, and she's like, well, I am right, and he should listen to me, and I should be the woman, and he's like, no, Rob's like, that's not how this works, like, he can't pick you over his fiance, and she's like, well, I mean,
I am liking that we're seeing more of her and Rob's like relationship.
Yeah. She's like, you don't understand what the Chinese custom is. I'm pretty sure that he is not the Chinese custom either, Crystal. Yeah. Love it.
That is a wrap on episode 163. We're going to call it In Denial About Something, just like in Sutton's voice. Lots of shows coming up. I'm probably gonna like spend the weekend. I'm not feeling great from my 4 days in Atlanta, so I'm gonna probably catch up on some craziness. Are you caught up on the challenge or no?
I'm too behind now.
Oh, okay.
I'm almost
so there. I might catch up on that, but you know how, you know, I like to binge that, so I might just wait. I think Survivor's a little bit ahead. We're halfway, so I might binge that, but I might jump into this Bachelor in Paradise is what I'm thinking.
It's so good. I'm into it.
Am I going to know everybody at least?
You'll know a lot of them, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot.
How many times does Rachel cry?
She's not. She's not the problem. She's okay. Chill. She's happy.
There's no way.
No, I'm telling you, like, she's chill. It's surprising enough. Funny thing is, when Avon shows up, they don't even address that. So that was interesting.
How often is Tyler shirtless?
I mean, they're all shirtless most of the time. Blake is shirtless often.
No, not interested.
I'm just going to say, I'm enjoying that part.
Not interested. Not my time.
But yeah, there's a lot of people from Zach's season. So with the girls. So it was like, I didn't know the girls, but I know almost all of the guys. So that was easier.
Got it.
And then now, you know, kind of as things are happening, it's an interesting... A lot of interesting turns. There's only maybe like one or two solid couples like last year. There's not a lot that it's like, okay, like Joe and Serena, you know, there's only maybe a couple of them, and they're not a lot of solids. So it's been a lot of shakeups.
Okay. I'm in.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it for me. Thanks. As always, like us, rate us, follow us. I'll get back more into posting. It's just been a crazy week with traveling and work and all that craziness. Mm-hmm, and the holidays. Mm-hmm. The holidays are here. I've not bought one gift.
Me neither. I gotta start that.
Me.
Anything, if you have suggestions for the next month, I'm taking them, because in January, SVU is coming back. The shows are gonna start coming back. I am ready. I am waiting, but I have one more month. So if there's anything, let me know.
Watch Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh man, I'll do that this weekend. Well, it depends on how quickly I can get through this Paris in Love and Kardashian. They're only doing one at a time again.
Ugh. I think I read because the premiere dropped. I didn't see the season drop. It's Peacock. It's not.
All right. Well, then I'll have time to watch it. Maybe so I'll watch it.
Maybe there's three, but I thought there was only one for Paris in Love.
All right. Then I'll watch Five Fingers of Freddy's.
Also, Five Fingers. Daddy, would you like some sausage? Every time.
I love it.
I still can't find fucking House of Villains. I'm so annoyed.
Oh, it's so good. Okay.
That's really what I want to watch.
I know.
Make me download some sort of e-app and try to get this show.
I wonder. Well, let's talk about it.
It's probably on that weird thing that I don't. The weird one that I just downloaded for Big Brother Zulu. Who? Not Zolo. I don't know. I'll have to look.
Interesting. Let's look into
Fubo. I don't know. Whatever it's called.
What is that?
I don't know. But so I did see the commercial for House of Villains said now streaming.
I'm going to dig into this.
I know. I thought it was on Peacock, but I don't think E has a service. Because, like, Botched is on Peacock,
and but Botched they also, is on E. But they promote House of Villains on Bravo. Demand. So it's got to be somewhere, because during the Housewives shows, they promote House of Villains and say, now watch it.
Yeah.
So it's got to be somewhere. I'm going to find it for you.
Peacock is the streaming home of House of Villains. There's no way.
And did you look for it on Peacock?
Yes, twice.
I'm going to look for it.
You look for it. You let me know if you find
it. I will. I'll tell you.
I think I typed in House and I think I typed in Villains and I didn't find either of them.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Okay. We'll yeah, I can't out. Find it, but I'll, yeah, if you find it, let me know and I'll watch that as immediately. But
okay, all
right. Yeah, that's a wrap for us. As always, thank you. Like us, rate us, follow us, and bye. That's all. That's all.
Yeah, have a great weekend, everybody. Bye.